Here's a song we heard played before the meeting. 369 in our hymn books. 369. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. And if you're older today, this song should make you feel good because it says from Hymns for the Young. So let's sing it together. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pastures, feed us. For our use, thy faults repair. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus. We Also sing 379, where he leads, I'll follow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Maybe you'd like to stand with me. Please do that if you'd like. Feel free. Sweet are the promises, kind is the word. Dearer far than any message man ever heard. Pure was the mind of Christ, sinless I see. He the great example is and pattern for me. Where he leads, I'll follow all the way. Follow Jesus every day. Sweet is the tender love Jesus has shown, sweeter far than any love that mortals have known. Kind to the erring one, faithful is he. He the great example is and pattern for me. Where he leads, I'll follow all the way. Where he leads, I'll follow Jesus every day. List to his loving word, come unto me. Weary, heavy laden, there is sweet rest for thee. Trust in his promises, faithful and sure. Lean upon the Savior and thy soul is secure. Where he leads, I'll follow all the way. Where seated where he leads I'll follow. Now I'd just like to read you something. It goes like this. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Joshua 24:15. Who is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? Silence is negative here. There must be a definite heart response if we are willing. Are you? If so, when? The question is put to you. If never before, it is sounding in your ears now. Shall your service be his this day and henceforth, or not? The result of willing consecration of ourselves and our service is always joy. The people rejoiced for that they offered willingly. But was it not far more, far sweeter, that their king also rejoiced with great joy? Now, or how they must have felt when he said, Now have I seen with joy thy people which are present here to offer willingly unto thee. When a heart and life are willingly offered and fully surrendered to him, he sees of the travail of his soul in it. It is a new accomplishment of the work he came to do. And what then? He is satisfied. If motive were wanting to yield ourselves unto him, would it not be more than supplied by the thought that it will be satisfaction and joy to him who loves us and washed us from our sins in his own blood? I'm sure these words are familiar to those of you who read them today, and those of you who were here in the morning meeting. We spoke from 1 Chronicles 29 this morning, and the way the people willingly consecrated themselves unto the Lord. But this is the call to us today and every day, to serve the Lord with gladness and to serve him wholeheartedly and willingly. There must be a definite heart response. Yesterday evening we talked about the servant who after 6 years was free to leave the master's house and service, and he said, I don't want to go. I don't want to leave. I love my master. And I mentioned that was, it came from his heart. It was something that came from him. It wasn't something that the master said or had tried to work out, you know. He might have seen, you might think he had seen a really good servant, wanted to keep that servant, so he found him the nicest girl that he could find, and gave him a good, like a pretty and capable wife, so that maybe he would fall in love with her and not want to leave, you know, and maybe he had worked his magic so things would work out for him, and that this servant would want to stay. And then came the day at the end of the 6 years, and he would say, hey, don't you like that wife? You sure you want to leave her? You sure you want to leave those kids that you have with her? It didn't go that way. It didn't go that way. It all came from the servant. I love my master. I love his service. I love this home. I want to stay here. Yes, I love my wife. I love my children. But I have a good master and want to stay here. I want to serve him forever. And that's the way we want to give ourselves to the Lord. Choose you this day whom you will serve. We want to pray for our campers. Pray that God will bless them tonight. This is their last night here, this group, and tomorrow they go home. And we want to pray that God will protect them on the way home. There's quite a changeover here tomorrow. But let's pray that God will bless all these campers in these last hours that they're here. I told you this morning that I had stopped down in the village, and I was at the counselor's meeting, and after it was over and the counselors had gone to get their children, one was still there. I was just having a little time with the head counselor, who's one of my best friends. And there was one counselor still there. He had stayed behind. He wanted to tell Brother Peter something. And so he got it. He got it in. He said, yesterday afternoon, he named the child. He said, yesterday afternoon, one of my campers came to me and said, would you please give me a little time? I want you to pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. And at that report, I wish he could have been there. Peter's face, that's the head counselor, it just lit up with such a joy. And this counselor as well. It was just such a precious thing that this counselor could report. I think it seemed from the way it was being told that maybe he had been a little low on hope for this child. I don't know. I wasn't sure that this child would come through or break through. And yet this camper came to him on his own and said, I really want to give my heart to Jesus. Won't you have a little time to just talk to me and pray with me? But then to see the joy, I thought of that verse where Jesus said there is joy in heaven over sinners who repent. And I saw that joy here on earth too. And I'm sure there was joy in heaven. Remember that song, Ring the Bells of Heaven, there is joy today. A soul is coming home. So praise the Lord. We're so thankful, Lord. We believe this could be multiplied. We're sure that you have done many wonderful things this session, and we do want to give you thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you for this soul. Thank you that he opened his heart to you, Lord. And we just pray that you will keep that ever in his heart to belong to you and to live for you, Lord, and love you with all his heart, live for you all his days. And all the others, Lord, whose hearts have been touched, oh, how we thank you. Thank you, Lord. And we want to pray that tonight you will work in hearts. Tonight, Lord. God, the Holy Spirit, you are the one who opens hearts, O Lord. If there's anyone whose heart has not yet opened to Jesus, we just pray for the mighty working of your Spirit even tonight, Lord. Open hearts. Help them to see Jesus. Help them to love Jesus and know that Jesus loves them and has made a way of salvation for them and that he is their answer and their only hope, Lord. And so we pray that they shall open their hearts to you, Lord. You do that wonderful work tonight, Lord. And Lord, we just pray that as they go home, you'll just keep these boys and the children in the cottage too. How precious to you each one of these lives is. And you brought them here because you wanted to work in them. And so we just want to pray that you'll bless them as they go and carry forward your work in their hearts, O God. Thank you, Lord. Keep them. Protect everyone who travels tomorrow, we pray. So many are traveling, and we just pray for your hand to be over them. Let your presence go with them, and let them experience the rest of God in their souls, Lord. As you promised to Moses, my presence shall go with you. I will give you rest. Let it be for these who go on their way tomorrow, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the song that I heard asked for was number 92 in the White Books. 92, Wonderful Grace of Jesus. It's a happy song, so let's sing it out, let it ring. Those of you who can sing higher notes at the end of the chorus, we need you, especially. And those who'd like to stand with me, please do that. Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. I shall not describe it. Where shall Let's phrase begin. Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful, the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, the rolling sea. Wonderful grace, how sufficient for me, for even me, broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise His name. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching to all the lost. By it I have been pardoned, saved to the uttermost. Chains have been torn asunder, giving me liberty. Let the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful, the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea. Mountain sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me, broader than the scope of my transgressions. Sing it greater far than all my sin and shame, my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise His name. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most defiled. By its transforming power, making him God's dear child, purchasing peace and heaven for all eternity, and the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful, the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountain, sparkling like a fountain, all-sufficient grace for even me, broader than the scope of my transgressions. Sing it greater far than all my sin and shame, my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise His name. Well, I want to sing the chorus again, and I'm afraid that if we sit down, we won't be able to hit the high note. So let's remain standing. Wonderful, the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountain, sparkling like a fountain, all-sufficient grace for even me, broader than the scope of my transgressions. Sing it greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise His name. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. so much to be thankful for. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. We bless You, O Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Hallelujah. How holy, how loving, how merciful, how gracious You are, O Lord. We bless Your name. We bless Your holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, dear Jesus, I thank You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amazing grace. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Marvelous grace, infinite grace, grace that is grace. Than all our sin. Let us be seated.